today.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. With Ramp, you get full visibility into your company's spending and control who spends what with each vendor. Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts instantly to save your team valuable time. Ramp automates data entry and routine tasks with automated approvals, expense categorization and bill payments, time-consuming tasks, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. Get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's another episode of the Roma Press Podcast. We hope you are doing well. A welcome and a thank you to our newest patron over at Patreon, Johnny. Thank you so much for your support, Johnny. And of course, thank you to all of our other wonderful patrons who make this possible and who allows to come on here and try and explain and make sense and chew over what in the world we saw take place this weekend before Roma ended. It's not technically the first half of the campaign, but for all intents and purposes, we're just going to categorize it as that. I don't even know where to start, Andy. It's been... I put in this time a 48 hours long moratorium, and I still have no further clarity. I still have no further explanations. I'm still unable to make sense of what that was against Torino. It was a team that looked... That was terrible. I really am trying to point out and recall things that really stood out to me from a positive standpoint. No, there wasn't much. And beyond that, too, it wasn't even as if, and I don't know if this should make me feel better or not, because if there is one positive we want to draw from the match, it was obviously Paulo Dybala making his return after a month out due to the quadriceps injury. I don't know how I am supposed to feel when the gulf of character, the gulf in quality, the gulf in concreteness between Paulo Dybala and the rest of his teammates is so enormous. Are we supposed to feel good or bad about that? Because I have to tell you, it was actually terrifying. Yes, it was nice to see him come on the final 20 minutes, and I can't say that it is by chance or happenstance that the moment he comes on, the match flips entirely. Roma go from looking, without question, in my opinion, one of their worst 60 minutes of the season to absolutely dominating Torino. So I don't know how exactly I am supposed to feel about that, because one guy, as good as he may be, should not be able to make that much of a difference, because it looked like everybody, their motivation, their character, attitude, it all flipped the moment he stepped onto the pitch. So I don't know if that says more about Paulo Dybala or his teammates. I'm probably thinking it says more of his teammates. But I have to tell you, as happy as I was also absolutely terrified to see that.
Why do you always like have me become the cheerful one? It's like anytime I think I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be in the middle, then you make... your energy causes me to be overly cheerful, and then people go after me because I'm positive and optimistic on the podcast, when in fact I'm not. I try to stay level-headed. But let me say something. You just made me think about it now. Kind of provocative when you're going to hear it. But you mentioned this dependency on Dybala, right? As your the quality, the
yeah, but not only that, man.
How he is, you know, the vehicle to the whole team. He makes it tick. Well, I have a very controversial comparison.
Oh no!
And I want to, and I want no, I want to, I want to really, and I understand these are completely different eras, completely different players, but there are similarities, and I don't understand why then it was accepted. But think about the teams that Totti played in. Wasn't Totti the guy that when he came on the pitch or when he was on the pitch, the team just moved differently? And most of his career was even in the very good teams. The very good teams were usually made up of okay, good players. Sometimes you had brilliant ones like Pizarro, right? You had like De Rossi in his prime. But mostly, right, it was functional players who were all built around the brilliance of Totti, right? Everybody was playing up to Totti's strength. Totti was the star and was taking Roma to, you know, where they deserve to be, with even in his best run with the likes of Spalletti. Those teams functioned because you had a player right there, like kind of like Dybala now, where the whole team is in a way dependent on them. And I mean, think about the games that Totti missed. The quality, it drastically dropped. You know, you couldn't really replace Totti with, say, Vucinic, right? It was the teams were perhaps better coached. Sometimes there were situations where they managed to get a result and they managed to not make Totti's absence feel, you know, quite glaring and so they were able to disguise it somehow. But most of the time, if the team worked, it was because Totti was there. And with Dybala, you know, I understand that there is a shock. There is a shock because in a game like this, it reflects perfectly the dichotomy. The fact that this Roma is made up a Roma of without Dybala, and then there is the Roma with Dybala. But if you think about it, what's so terrible? You know, if it can be used properly, if Dybala going forward can avoid being injured and out for over a month, then that's great. That would help a lot. But it's you bring in somebody like Dybala in order to have the team function around him. That's the idea. That's the idea of bringing in a superstar like him. Now, I'm not justifying the complete ineptitude of the team in Dybala's absence. But you take away from the team Dybala and Pellegrini, who is, you know, again, kind of like a player, when he's out, you feel the absence of him. Even the critics who like to, you know, spam and say, oh, look at how mediocre of a player he is. When he's out, the problems that this team has come to surface, right? The fact that there is a complete lack of creativity, a complete lack of ball control in the middle of the pitch, is you can feel it. Even when he's out, even when you compare a game where he was injured, clearly injured, to when he's out completely, it's a different Roma. So I wouldn't be so shocked. I would be about the fact that you are dependent on a player, because that's the effect any quality player has. And by bringing, did you really think that by bringing in Dybala, you were going to, say, make, you know, turn the likes of Brian Cristante or Gianluca Mancini or Stefan El Shaarawy or even the Zaniolo that we saw last season into world-class players? That wasn't the point. You bring in Dybala, you make him the focal point of the team along with Gini Wijnaldum, who unfortunately ended up where he ended up. But that's the point of signing somebody like Dybala. So Yes, the performance against Torino was horrible. And to me, the more worrying thing is that you had three games where you could have picked up a total of 9 points. And you probably should have, because you were facing Lazio without Sergei Milinkovic-Savic and Ciro Immobile. A terrible Sassuolo. Terrible. And terrible. A Torino team that has been very up and down, kind of disappointing all over the place with their, you know, tensions in the locker room and between Juric and the sporting director and whatever. So really you could have, you should have gotten 9 points. Well, okay, say seven, you know, but you got 2 points out of it. So I can say, yeah, that's a problem. But I don't want to spend too much time just focusing on the fact that a team like Roma, of Roma's quality, where all of a sudden it seems like, you know, again, people have these weird expectations, and you go from realizing everybody after we won the Conference League seemed to know what kind of team this is. But now, you know, fast forward 4 or 5 months later, they don't know. They don't have no idea. They expect this team to play like the Milan at the end of the 80s or beginning of the 90s, you know, this is, or the Galacticos. No, this is still that Roma with the addition of a brilliant player in Paulo Dybala, who makes his presence felt. And as long as Paulo Dybala was there, you were winning, you were getting results, right? So the games that Paulo Dybala was out, the important ones, you know, you think about Atalanta, you think about Napoli, that's a problem. You think about the games where he was playing, Juventus, okay, that's a mediocre performance, but where he contributes an assist, then Inter, a beautiful wonder goal, and you win. So there is, in my opinion, if this is the main criticism of a performance like the one in Torino, like the one in Sassuolo, the fact that you are dependent on Dybala, to me that's natural. To me that's natural. I think to Mourinho that's natural. Mourinho has no problem in admitting that this team is dependent on the quality of Paulo Dybala, because there are very few players on the planet who can play like him, can play up to his standards. And just like very few players could play up to the standards of Totti. Wasn't that always the narrative of Totti, that he was surrounded by good players, functional players, but never star players? I mean, people are still crying over the fact that Mutu never got to play with Totti. Mutu. I'm not saying, you know, Bergkamp or Thierry Henry. I'm saying Mutu, you know? So that says a lot. That's the kind of player that somebody like Paulo Dybala is. That's what he stands for. So for me, going into this international break, I look at this run, and there are some very worrying things. There is a tactical ineptitude. You have to have a plan B to Dybala. Dybala's out. Okay, you switch. You move. I understand, again, there may be difficulties because Dybala is the system, right? Like, you take off Steph Curry and the Warriors, he is the system. He's pivotal. You took away LeBron James from your Cavs. That was a problem, right? That, I mean, at that time, it was a problem. Not anymore. But remember the good old days of J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert, when they were the leaders in LeBron's absence. That was a problem, right? I mean, that's
boy,
the,
do I. Larry Hughes, kind of, Damon Jones. I know you do. The good old days, yeah.
The good old days, yeah. The good old days of J.R. Smith forgetting where the basketball is and what time it is and whatever. But, okay, getting back to the main point, a disappointing run by Roma to end the first half, say, so-called first half of the season, when it's not even, but okay, because terrible. And there are things that need to be improved. I think also in terms of personnel, rotations, something needs to be done. Something needs to be figured out. If I have to have a criticism with Mourinho is, for example, the completely mishandling of Miles VR. I don't understand the point in, I know this is so random, but I was just thinking about it today. Like, didn't that guy play against Ludogorets and then we never saw him again?
Oh my gosh, one of our favorite patrons, Mads, is going to love this.
No, but I mean...
Because he's been on the Louis Patricio spinach.
I'm the last person to want to make Mads happy, but although he's a great patron, but there are some things that I totally agree have been done wrong and need to be mended in the second half of the season. The good thing is the international break is here. We get to watch a very corrupt FIFA organized tournament. But we also get to gather our strengths. We have only four players on international duties, one of whom is Paulo Dybala. Okay, sure. But mind you, nothing's over. There's so much left to play for. I mean, the last league game is on June 4th. Okay, think about it. June 4th. Do you know where you're going to be on June 4th? I don't know. So much stuff can happen. I mean, you may travel the world between now and June 4th. You may go and climb the Mount Everest between now and June 4th. And so this team goes on a terrible run, and yet they look up. They're in a decent position in the table, all things considered. They're looking at an opposition that, yes, was really, I mean, you had Juve picking up steam, Inter picking up steam, Lazio, Atalanta, Napoli that are running off, you know, into the sunset, and somebody in Philadelphia is going crazy. But the important thing is that this international break is going to give everybody time to reconsider things. Some teams will lose momentum. Some teams will rediscover themselves. And I hope teams like Roma will have the chance to reinvent themselves in full strength.
Yeah, I guess. So there's no disagreeing with what you said. Now, I can only imagine just sort of some of the opinions and eye rolling that I'm sure many will have on your Dybala to Totti comparison. But I understand what you're saying. You're not comparing a player for a player, by the way.
I don't want
because I know that's how it's going to be taken.
I know. I don't want to. No. I don't want to provoke any. I don't want to. Comparison. I'm just comparing the situation.
I do agree with you. I think if we're speaking of though, just a distinct difference. Yes, there is a gulf in the quality between Dybala, his teammates, and Totti, his teammates. I would argue, though, and you pointed him out, and he's a guy, anytime we've uttered Pizarro's name on here, it has always been some kind of curse. So I'm just going to try and not to say it so many times.
The last guy you labeled Pizarro is bringing Sampdoria down to Serie B.
He's about to be playing
on Saturdays.
Cittadella on Saturday afternoons. Boy, life is going to come at him fast, that poor guy, when he sees some of these stadiums. But anyway, I would argue, though, and you said even somebody like Vucinic, okay? Even though there is no arguing that the golf and quality is similar, I would argue that the biggest difference is just the character and the attitude in the teammates that Totti had versus what Paulo Dybala has. Andy, I'm not even speaking of strictly the quality. I have to tell you, I was utterly disheartened. That's probably the kindest way I can say it. If you just watch Roma, the 5 minutes before Paulo Dybala comes on versus the 2 minutes after he comes on, there is a complete change in attitude. There is a complete change in belief. There is a complete change in character. Why does that have to be the case? Why can't the 3 points be enough of a catalyst for some of these guys to do as they did when Paulo Dybala came on? Why do they need that extra push? Why can they not do that in the 10 minutes previously? That's what bothered me. There was a very, very, very clear change when Paulo Dybala came on the pitch. Now, obviously, if you are on the pitch along with him, you're going to feel something different. You're going to feel that extra boost seeing him out there. Of course, naturally, I would think that your belief in your own mind, it's going to pick up. However, I am still completely irked by it just seemed like there was a lot more effort when Paulo Dybala came onto the pitch versus before when he was on there. Andy, that first half was so unwatchable. So, so, so unwatchable.
Absolutely,
But why, though? Why was that?
Why? Because you need a spark that wasn't there. You need a spark. Roma are operating on such low steam. I mean, think about the mental psychological state of our forwards. They all look lifeless, all of them. Mourinho has tried all of them. He had even Shomurodov start against Sassuolo, and then back to the bench he goes. I mean, he's tried everything, and these guys are running on fumes. There's not even fumes. There's just nothing. It's nothing. So you need a spark. Any team needs a spark. Why do they need a guy like Dybala to give them the spark? Because that's the quality. You say, you know, you had players with Totti who had character. I mean, I remember some Roma teams that when Totti was not there, doesn't matter the career, the veteran status, whatever, I saw them crumble. Even with guys like Perrotta, I saw them crumble. So guys who really played for the jersey, sweated a lot, worked hard as hell. Sometimes when Totti wasn't there, on those rare occasions, they would have a meltdown. And I can come up with a few games like that where they had a meltdown. Now this Roma team is obviously in a different situation. I think also my biggest criticism is that exactly there is no plan B. There is, you know, you don't see patterns. You don't see a team that knows more or less how to react. They're not finding ways. I don't think Mourinho found an alternative way for them to play throughout these last few months. He wasn't able to find that, you know, right mechanism, you know, that click that would then allow him to carry on for the time being, just like he did last season. You know, when Sergio Oliveira comes on, you know, even a guy like him, everybody criticized.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about him. Rest in peace. Where is he? How's he doing?
Now I have to see people cry that Thiago Pinto didn't exercise an option for 13 million when, in fact, then he was sold to
for a 42-year-old. Come on, man.
3 million. So, right. But, over, you know, in general, Mourinho, in that instance, he found a way to make that team tick from a tactical point of view. And that immediately gave a second life to Roma. I honestly think about the moment where we were psychologically, tactically, even in the standings, where we were when we lost to Juve and when we drew with Verona. Remember when we drew against Hellas Verona 2-2? I think, I don't know if it was before or after Sassuolo, which was also 2-2. And to me, that everybody said that team was dead. And that team was in a much worse position than it is now. In a much worse moment of the season than it is now. Now, you're just getting started, okay? Yes, it's November. You're just getting started. That's the thing, is that nothing is lost. And so those considerations, those tactical considerations, that plan B, plan C, whatever you want, can be, you know, now have to be the focus of this international break. That has to be the focus of Mourinho. That has to be the focus of Thiago Pinto. Okay, Mourinho wants to work with this. Mourinho wants to change tactically. He doesn't want to play with three defenders. He keeps complaining about the defense. He keeps complaining about midfield. You know, what are the solutions? This is the time. You're allowed. This is a privilege. So it's perhaps it's not a World Cup that has many people excited, but it is from a team standpoint, from a club perspective, this is a privilege. You get to rest and you get to think about what things you did right and what things you did wrong. And I think Roma will have to focus on the numerous things that they did wrong so far this season.
Oof. Okay. Well, that's... I guess that's putting it nicely. You were making me feel good, and then you added that thing about how many things I've done wrong so far this season. No, I understand what you're saying, though.
I'm trying to navigate very choppy waters here. I'm not trying to go overly depressed.
Well, I know, because we are so, what's the word I'm looking for? Perhaps insulated at times of just watching Roma. It's kind of difficult to get the proper perspective at times, but, you know, I look at Juve at this moment. So they go into this break on a high. 2 to 3 weeks ago, they were talking of getting rid of Allegri. They need a revolution. And now they've won six matches in a row.
Six league games in a row. That's important.
Yes. And I guess sometimes when you're in the moment, it's kind of difficult to have the perspective. Now, I think it's maybe perhaps a bit more difficult when you have, for instance, like a Napoli flying so high, especially more so. I don't know, but that match between Roma and Napoli still is sitting with me. I know I should have let it go by now, but the fact that Roma were so close to at least a draw, it just bothers me that really, and for good reason, Napoli are the only ones being talked about. However, I still have an issue with this. At least it's a perceived lack of effort. And I don't know what Jose Mourinho can do to change that. You know, I don't know how you make who's somebody I can use as the punching bag. You know, Cristante, this is only from the other night. Just something switched with him. I thought even, who else? Who had like a terrible run of it, and then the second Paulo Dybala came on, they looked far, far better. I'll just leave it at that. I'll just leave it there because I could probably call out at least 5 to 6 other people. But
well, probably
I,
even
you understand
yeah,
what I'm saying.
The Manja Matic and I understand, comes on, yeah.
Well, how about
comes
that?
On and it just, again, it's important to have those players.
It is. I completely agree with you. However, I take issue with Roma having more belief, having more character, and looking so... Roma, for some reason, all within the same match, Andy, they have these drastic highs and lows. And this has been part of their signature forever, seemingly, where they can look so high and so low all within the same match. I mean, they are capable of anything. I guess that's what makes them, for better or for worse, interesting to watch. But they just don't have that balance. You know, I watched Juve, okay? And even in their moments where they do not look that great, particularly from a tactical point of view, I don't really see the massive gulfs in what appears to be effort from them. Now, again, maybe that's just my perception of it, and Juventini will have a different interpretation of it. However, it just seems like Roma, more so than the rest of the big clubs, they just yo-yo all within the same match, up and down, up and down. Now, a lot of that has to do with, again, not having Paulo Dybala, clearly your best player, with you at all times throughout the match. You've been missing him for the previous month. I completely understand that. I just don't know what changes during this break that can help them with the deficiencies we've seen in recent weeks. To be honest with you, I think just being off, not having to do this grind 2 to 3 times a week, having some time to maybe rest. And I know this is probably going to be one of those eye roll sort of excuses, but I do think it does factor in, at least in some part. Tammy Abraham, in particular, not having the weight of, am I going to be in the World Cup squad? Am I not going to be in the World Cup squad? I don't know. There are some things that I am hoping can affect Roma positively, but I have to tell you again, the things that I think they need to improve upon, and just, I mean, unless I'm hearing different from you, the things that you think they need to improve upon, none of them have to do with tactics. Well, I take that back. You said you're twerking for Svila to replace the senior citizen in goal.
Let me just say this. I think there are things that you can work on, and which we saw Roma work on last season. So because again, mind you, the team that we saw in the first half of last season, the first half of last season, they don't win the Conference League. Just from a mental standpoint, they don't win the Conference League. That's the point. And that's the work that Mourinho carried out in the second half of the season. So it is possible. And it doesn't mean that this... I think that that's what Mourinho also referred to when he says this team has now an attitude problem. You know, that there are some people that are in such a psychological low, and also just in terms of attitude, complete absence of attitude, where... You know, like players like Abraham, who last season were leaders, now they don't look like leaders. So that has to be a focal point for this international break. But then there have to be also, there has to be, again, that spark, that tactical spark, which will allow you then to come up with additional resources. Oh, Kamara can also play in that role. Or, you know, like last season where you just out of the blue come up with Zaleski as a left back.
Zaleski, yeah.
Think about it. Think about how that changed completely the shape, the way you played, that it gave you that spark that I'm talking about. So there have to be considerations made on all fronts, including the transfer market, which will eventually come. But overall, it is, to me, a mix of tactical and psychological. And, you know, this is the moment. This is the moment that disrupts the flow for some teams, because I think like somebody like Luciano Spalletti will have the difficult task of keeping the momentum going, which is very difficult when you think that you're almost sitting in one place for 2 months waiting for players to get back from international duty. You don't know who's going to get injured. You don't know if everybody's going to be performing on the same level. But a team like Roma, instead, they come in and they treat this as just recovery time. Recovery time, recovery time. Focus, recover, repair, mend. Nothing's lost.
Perfectly said. Okay, we will end it there. We will be back later in the week. I don't know. I even if it means talking transfer market earlier, I just refuse to get deep into the World Cup. I know some people will be tuning in for that, and we will chat about it a bit.
Occasionally.
I just can't. No, not going to happen. Okay, everyone, we will chat with you in a few days. Until then, ciao.
Ciao.
A coach who knows the game can teach their team how to improve. But one who genuinely cares about each player,
you have what it takes. We got this.
Can inspire them to win. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Because when you work with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. Truist, leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Start feeling unstoppable. Visit truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank.